broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for August the 12th in the year of our Lord 2016. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We're convinced the checks and balances put in place, a brilliant move by our founding fathers. That's why we don't need a revolution, but a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. It is a freedom loving, fantastic. We're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time. Friday. A quick recap of yesterday's news, then we've got a whole lot of news talking today, ladies and gentlemen. We had our guest on, Mr. Michael Connolly. He's executive director of the United States Justice Foundation. USJF.net is the website. We talked about Barack Hussein Obama illegally paid $400 million ransom to Iran. New York Post. The money was paid in euros and other currencies acquired from the central banks of the Netherlands and Switzerland. Why? Because making a transaction in U.S. currency is illegal under U.S. law. So to money launder, does that help the illegalities? I don't think so. Trump calls Obama founder of ISIS. He says, I would say the co-founder would be crooked Hillary Clinton. That is a battle point. Hillary came out swinging on. We'll talk about that as the broadcast unfolds. We also talked about Jeb's son, George Prescott Bush, or George P. Bush, currently serves as the land commissioner in Texas. He jumped on the Trump train. There you go. Yeah, believe it or not, his family's disappointed, but he says you got to do it. You got to swallow the bitter pill and get it done. So you got George Prescott Bush back in the Donald. We also talked about Michael Connolly's new novel called The Rag. You got to read it. Incredible. Michael's latest article as well. An American soldier died today. Tragic, but true. That's hour one. Hour two, yesterday's broadcast, still available on demand at libertyroundtable.com. We had our guest on, Mr. Richard Mack, CSPOA.org. That's the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, by the way. They got a training coming up in Utah on the 26th and 27th this month. If you want to attend, check it out, cspoa.org. Get involved today. A man who wanted an audience with the Donald spent 3 hours scaling the glass facade of the Trump Tower. He used suction cups. They call it I guess he got to the 21st floor before the cops grabbed him. And the interesting thing about this is the most danger he was in is when the cops grabbed him. And he said, I just want to talk to Donald. I guess Hillary, the leader of ISIS, can contact Donald. But this poor guy with his stunt can't. You and I can't. How does that make you feel, folks? Media is accusing Donald of terrorism. Donald's accusing Hillary of terrorism. Nobody's taking off the gloves and focusing on the real issues in my mind. Nevertheless, we digress. Trump running around saying he's having a horrible time in Utah. We'll talk about that, too. Senior citizen beaten for wearing a Trump T-shirt, ladies and gentlemen. See, and they run around saying Trump and Trump supporters are violent. How come Trump supporters are all getting beat up and there's no violence against the other guys, huh? Just wondering. They always used to run around and say Ron Paul's people are violent, too, and his rallies were all peaceful and all the other places were all crazy, and then they'd be like, Ron's just goofy. All right, I guess the working class man, Mr. Sanders, now buys $600,000 island vacation home. That's what Bernie does after he bows out, huh? I wonder if somebody paid him a pretty penny to run and or bow out, huh? He's got plenty of money for his vacation villa, that's for sure. Every politician seems to get richer and richer and richer as you and I struggle to keep the American dream alive, huh? How easy is it, by the way, to hack voting machines? There's an article at Liberty News Daily on that. Check it out. It's pretty dang easy, say some professors. But then when Donald says there might be vote fraud coming up, then they just laugh and snicker and go, that idea is ridiculous. See, Donald needs to learn to push back properly. He says great things when he speaks off the cuff, but then he doesn't back him with reality into the discussion points that would make the song sing, so to speak, does he? Bundy brother, we're talking about Ammon Bundy's brother, Ryan Bundy, abused by prison guards and taken to hospital, says Ammon Bundy's wife, Lisa, and Michelle Fiore, Nevada legislator. Anyway, that's an update. That's a recap that took place, the broadcast that took place, I should say, yesterday. It's available on demand at libertyroundtable.com, free. Also available on your Roku player. Look at the Liberty News Radio channel. Live and on demand, free, incredible radio. All right, that's a recap of the news yesterday. Today, news the networks refuse to use starts now. Brought to you in part by Raw Honey, delivered directly to your door. To learn more, get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. And also brought to you in part by GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Hi, Kurt.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
I got sad news, Kurt.
Oh.
I mean, you don't drink beer, so you can't have a tear in your beer over this one. But,
right.
You know, this time you're going to be crying over spilled milk, my friend.
Mm.
Yeah. After 11 years, Arianna Huffington is leaving the Huffington Post, my friend.
Mm. That is very sad, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I knew you'd be
I'm broken up over that.
Mm-hmm. Kurt doesn't even know what he's going to do this weekend now, does he?
Yeah, Arianna Huffington.
Yeah. Arianna Huffington, they say founder of the pioneering digital news operation.
Really?
That bears her name, says she's going to step down, buddy. She will step down as editor-in-chief of the Huffington Post. Why? She's going to start a new media service, Kurt.
Oh.
But she's going to end her controversial reign as the leader of the online controversial news service.
Okay.
I wonder if they'll attack you and I more now that Ariana's gone, Kurt. Or do you think they'll lay off now?
You know, we'll see, I guess.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of an interesting idea. Are they going to go more liberal or less liberal with Ariana not at the helm?
He wants the media makes the rules, you know, so we'll
So it means Ariana won't be making the rules anymore, Kurt.
Right. You know, I mean, she may have had, you know, big money, different people behind her. Who knows?
Oh, yeah, she did. She's laughing all the way to the bank, buddy.
Yeah.
Darn right.
Very good. Mm-hmm.
She's got to start her new venture, I guess. It's going to be, you know, talking about natural health products, Kurt.
Huh.
Ariana's going all natural, you know.
Of course.
Yeah. Anyway, you know, if she wants to call me, I can help her learn how to get into the radio world.
Very good.
Yeah. She'd first have to apologize, though, for her liberal rag calling me a racist. But, you know, we could get over that pretty quickly, probably. Don't you think we could forgive her, Kurt, if she'd?
I think you would.
Yeah. It's just how we roll, you know. Yeah. Anyway, after 11 years, Ariana, she tried to do both, Kurt. She says it's just not working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's human.
All right, well. I guess Macy's doesn't feel like the economy's rolling, Kurt. Somehow that rough patch hit Macy's a little more than they want to admit. You know, Macy's the department store.
They're going to do some family time, yeah.
Oh, boy, are they. When you say they, the they is a large number of they, my friend.
Yep,
I guess Macy's going to close 100 stores, Kurt.
Uh-huh.
It relates to $1 billion or more in sales per annually.
Ooh.
And I guess they say they're going to close their stores. You want to know why, Kurt? Not to really close, but the goal is to reinvent themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these people act like they could just run around and reinvent themselves. They say that the problem is, Kurt, competing online.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's kind of hard, dude. Compete online and stuff. They say they want to rethink what retail stores' purposes would be.
What retail stores' purposes would be?
Huh? Yeah, what would be the purpose of a retail store, Kurt?
I always thought it was to sell stuff.
Now, Kurt, just shows how little you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very good.
I just said these people are crazy. They don't even know what the new model is. They don't even know what they want or what they expect or what they think. They just know they want to remake themselves. They know they got to rethink everything. They know they've been absolutely disruptively removed from reality. And they're just struggling to know what to do about it. Maybe Sam and Kirk could give them a little hint. Think we ought to try that, Kirk?
Yeah, we'll do, Life 101?
We'll just start on the other side and tell that tale. Then we'll get into Trump and Hillary news and, you know, the whole bit. All right, Liberty Roundtable live in seconds. It is a Freedom Loving Friday. Hang tight. Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211, and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again, and, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
By the way, before we leave the Arianna Huffington Post story, after 11 years, Arianna's out. Yeah, founder of the, quote, pioneering digital news service, the very liberal rag, to say the least. The organizations that's attacked Sam Bushman and James Edwards and others relentlessly. Anyway, she's going to step down and she's out. And my question is it really that she just sold and made a bunch of money? Is it really that she just wants to move on to try another venture? Or what if I was a fly on the wall? Would I have a different story to tell? Then, oh, maybe the news service just ain't making money. Maybe they're kind of experiencing a Macy's moment. Is that the new term we ought to use whenever people are economically melting down? Kurt, it's a Macy's moment. Because Macy's has to close 100 stores as they try to rethink what the heck's going on. They've been digitally disrupted and they don't know what to do about it. They're wondering what stores are for, Kurt. And Kurt came up with this incredible idea. He's like, you know what? I think stores are to sell things. You know, Kurt, you should be paid millions of dollars for that consulting going on. You know, people don't get it. Now, it is true that these massive stores that have just a gazillion square foot, these great and spacious buildings, that may have seen their yesteryear, you know, realities, Kurt. And in my opinion, what they ought to use the stores for is delivery centers. You know, if you order something online, you could roll down to the Macy's and pick it up. And or better yet, the Macy's guys could deliver to you from the Macy's store. In other words, it could be sent to the Macy's store and then delivered to you. The other idea is that you could have a smaller Macy's store. And this smaller store would be, you know, designed to get customer service, to meet somebody face-to-face. I know that sounds crazy, but, you know, people do that still. And, you know, then you could use it to, you know, try on clothes. They could have, you know, a way you could try on clothes or jewelry or talk to an expert about something. That's one of the things that the big box stores and the chains haven't really understood, Kurt. Oftentimes it's about, just so you know, it's about the customer. And customer experiences are important. And if you could have somebody, instead of just going, I don't know, it's over there in aisle 9A as they're up, you know, on the rafters doing something. I think it's over that way, or I'm not sure. You know, ask somebody else. If you actually got some customer service and talked to an expert, then the stores might actually have value and people might go there for a good reason. I need to talk to an expert about this. I need to resolve this. I need help. I need to try on clothes. They need to think outside of the box a little bit with their stores, Kurt, and say, hey, what value does a physical location bring? And if I can't talk to an expert, if I can't try on some clothes, if I can't get customer service, if I can't do a lot of those things, then there's no value to a store. And that's kind of where Walmart went off the rails, Kurt. Walmart used to be when it was, you know, what was that guy's name? Sam Walton, I think, Kurt?
Yes.
Something like that. Anyway, the guy had a vision. He understood why he built what he built. And it was,
well, part of his vision was bring it home to the USA.
That's right. I mean, it was supposed to be
American-made products, you know, that kind of thing, helping American products come to market.
It was all about the family. It was all about customer service. I mean, in those days, the employees were actually paid well, Kurt. You know what? Walmart was a different store when it grew compared to now. Now they don't even understand the why. They're just running around going, how can we, you know, remake America and let everybody live at Walmart? Kind of an idea. It's goofy. But anyway, I digress. I'm just telling you that, look, those are the reasons that you have a store, people. Now, those are just some of my ideas, some of my thoughts, to see things, to touch and feel things that you just, you know what, I want to buy something, but I'm just not sure. So why do we have to have a brick-and-mortar store at war with an online system? And that's where the meltdown happens, and the disruptive online system that can deliver faster, better, cheaper, smarter, easier, convenience, they're going to win every time. You just can't support these massive, huge, great and spacious buildings where nobody's there. And even if you do go there, no one knows the answers to anything. What value is it? I can't even hardly have them tell me where something is, much less tell me about it. So the answer to these people is to get these small stores that literally have an expert in the store given who can answer questions and solve problems and do things that you can't do online, Kurt. And if you start to create a hybrid between online and local establishments that can bring value. There's this term called added value. If you can do that, now you can have a hybrid that actually rocks. And if you don't believe me, Apple does this one of the best of anybody. Apple doesn't have a gazillion stores everywhere, but they have unique stores. And the stores are beautiful. They're hangout places. They're full of experts. They have training for their products. In other words, there's a reason to go there. People take classes. People meet with somebody who's an expert. Those are the examples, Kurt, that are successful. And you can say, Sam, you're just an ignorant. You don't even have a high school. I mean, you don't even have a college education. Okay, I went to some college. But you know what? They act like I don't have a clue. Kurt, I have absolutely the clue. You ask people worth their salt, I know exactly what I'm telling you. You bring somebody into a beautiful store, a place that people want to hang out because it's fun and unique and interesting, a place where you can do unique things that you can't do online and or digitally, a reason to be there, if you will, and you will start to change the world like Apple and others have done. Okay? Mm-hmm. But you leave it as a big old, you know, ghost town. I walk into a big old massive whatever store. I can't find anybody around to get any help. I can't even find out where product is. My feet hurt because I've been walking so far. The place looks like a ghetto because it's not taken care of well enough. I go ask somebody where something is, and they're like from the rafters going, I don't know, it's over there somewhere. Try 9B, and you get there, and it's the wrong stuff. Then you go to the cash registers, and there's like 20 cash registers, but like one's open. And the poor lady's about to die on her feet. She's flustered and just doing the very best she can or whatever. Okay, I'm not downing her. I'm just saying these are the stuff that you've got to change. You got to have a reason to be there. And the reason is called value added. You got to find value added services that don't happen online. Why don't you come into Macy's? Why don't you talk to an expert about your shoes, about which shoes will really bless your life, not only from a looks point of view, which is wonderful, and we can talk about that, but from a point of view that can help you in your health, a point of view that can help you be comfortable while looking your best. And an expert about shoes can know, or an expert about jewelry, and an expert about, you know, hey, I'm getting a new job. What should I wear? An expert that can tailor clothes and do things right on the spot. See, if I come in with a pair of pants and they don't fit, you know what? What if somebody said, listen, son, why don't you go to the See's Candy Shop and or whatever, and come back in 20 minutes. And, you know what? I'll have your pants ready, my friend. I just will. See, customer service, value added is the key. Those are my thoughts. Kurt, now it's your turn. What do you think the stores are for, sir? I know sales, I agree. But what are they for, and what can they be in this new world of disruptive reality?
Well, see, I don't know what else I could really add to what you've said store should be, but, you know, I mean.
I got an idea.
Service, trying to, you know, do something for people that they can't get maybe somewhere else. And, you know.
I got a novel idea, Kurt.
Bottom line, yeah.
What if you set up some tables, some outlets, some fast internet, and you had some snacks and stuff like that where, you know what, people might want to hang out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I mean, oftentimes whenever I'm not at my house, I'm always looking for an internet connection. I'm always looking to take a load off my feet and sit down for a few minutes. People all the time are looking for refreshment. People all the time are looking for things. Why not find a way to make it fun for people?
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean just like it's a big old party, but I just mean, you know what, an atmosphere that people actually think, you know what, this is all right.
Yep.
There's ways that you can make these stores have value, but I'm telling you, these great and spacious buildings with hardly anybody in them that don't know what they're doing isn't helpful. When I go to Walmart or something and I go in there and I say, hey, I can't go to Radio Shack because they melted right on down in the booming economy. And the economy was so awesome that Radio Shack, when they said we had questions, they said, we don't know, we're out of business, right? But when I go into Walmart, I say, you know what, I want a cable. I want an HDMI to DVI cable. And the guy looks at me and he's in the computer department. He's like, I don't even know what that is. Then I'm just like, buddy, show me your cables. I'll find it. That isn't helpful. Why would I go there? I could buy it online cheaper. I can get it delivered the next day. Pretty soon it'll be delivered same day with a drone. Why would I do that, right? Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about. We need value added here, folks. I'm telling you right now, these people should pay me literally millions of dollars for my expertise on these subjects. I mean, these people don't have a clue. It's amazing. Liberty Roundtable live on your favorite talk station.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
International financier George Soros sent a personal request to then-Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in 2011, demanding U.S. intervention in the internal affairs of Albania, an official email unearthed by WikiLeaks has documented. Following a demonstration in the capital city of Tirana by opponents of the regime, Soros expressed concern that competing public protests would lead to escalating tensions and undermine public order and the country's fragile democratic process. Accordingly, he wanted the government of Prime Minister Sali Berisha to suppress all public demonstrations, and he believed that the U.S. State Department could arrange it. Soros entreated Hillary to bring the full weight of the international community to bear on Prime Minister Berisha and opposition leader Edi Rama to forestall further public demonstrations and tone down public pronouncements. He also sought the appointment of a senior European official as a mediator. Soros, working through his Open Society Institute, has been deeply involved in the affairs of Albania, as well as its neighbors in the former Yugoslavia, including Kosovo, a former province of Serbia that was wrested away from that country following a 78-day bombing campaign in 1999. As First Lady, Hillary Clinton had urged her husband Bill to carry out that assault, citing extravagant and subsequently disproven tales of mass ethnic cleansing of Albanian Kosovars by Serbia. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's WorldAffairsBrief.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R-word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Just imagine, by the way, this half hour is brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. Please do business with the good guys today, thepowermall.com, or smile and dial 877-817-9829. Tell them Sam and Kurt sent you. That's 877-817-9829. Incredible herbs and long-term storable food and books and videos and DVDs and a whole lot more. Thepowermall.com or 877-817-9829. Just imagine this experience. I need a shirt for a wedding. I'm hanging out at my house in my pajamas or whatever, and I go online to the Macy's. And I find an awesome shirt online, and I click the button, and I say, buy. And it says, excellent, Sam. In 2 hours, your shirt will be at the Macy's store right in your neighborhood. I say, fantastic. I go down to the store to pick up my shirt in 2 hours, and by golly, I walk in, and they say, sir, would you like some water? It's kind of hot outside. I say, absolutely. They say, just 1 minute, and we'll have an expert with you. And an expert walks out and says, hi, Sam. Your shirt's right here. And I want you to go, you know, try it on and make sure it's all cool. So I go try it on and I say, you know what? It's not perfect. I like it, but it's too fat around the middle. I'm just not that fat. And they're like, sir, we can have that, you know, tailored for you. No problem. How much would it be to tailor it? It's a $4.95 fee to tailor it, but I'm waiving it for you today. It's just kind of our way of saying thanks for shopping at Macy's. And I said, cool. What? How long will it take, though? The wedding's like Thursday. And just say it's Tuesday. They're like, sir, we're prepared to do it right now. In fact, why don't you walk around the store and see some of our other things? There's some things that might go excellent with your shirt, or maybe you don't need anything with your shirt right now, but there's other things that are similar to what you purchased that you might want to peruse. So, Sam, why don't you come back in about a half hour? I'm going to have your shirt happening for you, my friend. I say, excellent. I come back, try on my shirt. By golly, it's ready for the wedding, and it's 2 days in advance. And, man, thank you so much, and have a wonderful day. You know what, Sam? Come on back. By the way, just want to let you know, we're so grateful you're shopping with us at Macy's, that I'm going to give you a free tailor for your next item. that you, you know, that you buy here. Normally, like I told you, it's $4.95. I waived it this time as my way to say thanks for shopping at Macy's. But I want to give you a coupon so that when you buy pants or shirts or whatever else you need for you, your loved ones, your family, anybody you, you know, just bring this coupon in and we'll tailor it again, whatever it is for you. Now, just imagine how valuable that store would be to people. I come in, I try on shoes, and I say, dang it, these shoes don't fit. And they say, Sam, no worries. You either come back in a couple hours or come back tomorrow, and we'll have the right size in for you. We're sorry about that. I know the size you ordered you thought might fit, but these shoes run a little smaller than normal or a little larger than normal or whatever. And, but you know what? We'll swap them out for you, no problem. Can you come in tomorrow, Sam? And we'll make sure that it's a great fit for you. Just imagine how people would feel and how people would respond to an expert. By the way, one of the places I love to go are Ace Hardware's. You know, Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks, is their comment, their phrase. Mm-hmm. It's a killer phrase, by the way. It's an incredible marketing tool. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks. I'm just telling you, that's a killer slogan. And when you walk into Ace.
Used to be the helpful hardware man, I think. But, yeah.
Well, you're right. That's right. But then when you walk up and buy something after the man helps you, the lady at the calendar is cheerful as could be, too.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, when I go in there, first off, the place smells like popcorn, Kurt. Now, for me, that's always like a, hey, welcome home kind of a feel, right?
Yeah.
Not only that, I get a little, I just always saunter over there and grab a, you know, a little bag of popcorn. Because it's Saturday and I'm working on a project or whatever it is. And you know what? That's awesome. Mm-hmm. And so then I go in there and I'm looking around at some, you know, a guy just says, hey, can I help you? I say, yeah, I'm actually looking for, you know, a screw about this long, or I'm looking for a hinge or whatever I'm looking, whatever I'm doing. You know what? I need to find the best plane or drain unclogger. What would that be called? Kind of like a Drano, but whatever. All right. Yeah, and all of a sudden the guy's like, you know what, Sam, come over here. We've got these five brands. And, you know, tell me exactly what's wrong. What's happening? Do you think you have an object in the drain? Or do you think you just got, you know, a hairball down it? What do you think's going on? Well, I don't really know, sir, but I think it's this. It's not really totally clogged. It's just going slow. And before you know it, you talk about it. And then he comes back and he says, listen. There's these name brands that are quite expensive, but you know what? The one that I use is this one right here. It's hardcore, though. I mean, you be careful. You got it when you put it in your drain. Use gloves because you don't want this stuff on your skin. I'm telling you right now. But this stuff works great, and you know you can try that one. Or there's the you know. And pretty soon I walk out with this whatever to unclog my drain and the screw that I was looking for, eating my popcorn, going, "It's a great day in the USA, baby." Right? That's what happens. And I'm telling you, it's about experiences. I mean, I know we got first world problems in America, right? Let me tell you about a first world problem I had yesterday, Kurt, that'll kind of make the point. I know I'm just going off crazy, but maybe it's interesting radio. Maybe people are just bored to tears. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I went in to buy some cantaloupe. And if you go to the Costco's, they got three cantaloupes in a little bundle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a cantaloupe debate, Kurt. You know what it is, don't you? Kurt, you're not up on the cantaloupe debate? I mean, there's debates going on. Donald doesn't want to participate, the Democrats are claiming. Donald says, no, you guys just want to feed a fiasco. I'm gonna veto the debates if you guys are going to play games. We're going to have a real debate or we're not going to have one at all. Anyway, while he's having that debate with Hillary and the nation and the media and everything else, I'm just having, like, cantaloupe debates with my wife.
All right.
So let me ask you a question, Kurt. If you buy three cantaloupes, do you want them all three ripe at the same time? Or do you want them to actually become ripe at different times in the three bundle that you buy?
Well, ideally, it'd probably be, you know, a few days apart, I guess.
Depends on who you are, Kurt. Depends on what your purposes are. Now, look, if you want to have a party tomorrow with a bunch of people and you need all three cantaloupes, you need them all ripe right now.
Yeah.
Now, if you're a small family, just like a husband and wife and a baby or something like that, you're like, hey, that's awesome that one is ripe right now. I can start eating it, and then the next one will be ripe in a few days, and then a few days after that, the third one will be ripe. That's phenomenal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, and so I explained this debate to the cashier because she said, did you find everything okay? And I said, yeah, except for this, you know, cantaloupe debate. I said that, you know, there's a problem that, you know, if you're a family, you want this cantaloupe deal, and if you're, you know, you're doing a party like us, then you want this one, So anyway, that's kind of the deal. It was like a first world problem. Anyway, I explained this to the cashier, and her response is, I just don't have a perfect answer for you. I guess what you do is you look through the cantaloupes and find the ones with the most ripe ones altogether, I guess. Anyway, all I'm telling you is that's like a first world problem big time. But just imagine if there's somebody in the vegetables and fruit section that actually knew about vegetables and fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yeah, all I'm telling you is there's ways, and maybe, just maybe, you don't bundle all three cantaloupes together at the same time. Maybe you provide a little bit of a customer service. And you have someone kind of milling around there, and when I walk up, and me and my wife are having a cantaloupe debate, someone says, you know what? I can pick out three ripe cantaloupes for you right now.
Well,
and then they could maybe borrow a slogan of yesteryear from McDonald's. We love to make you smile. You know, I'm just saying, think about the slogans. Think about the genius of America that has appeared over the years. And if we just tap into that genius, tap into that hope, that future, that bright look forward, that pay it forward idea of helping one another and loving one another and being kind to one another and serving one another and finding ways to make a customer service, a customer-centric experience the best it can be, and ways to create value added. If we could just get rid of the regulation and lower taxes, just imagine what it could be, people. Anyway, all right, enough of that.
Mm-hmm.
I probably bored you to tears with my cantaloupe debate. People are thinking, Sam, that's not very hard-hitting talk radio. It is when you think about restoring the country.
You know, one more thing that people kind of enjoy. Our friends Greg and Patty that run State Street Grill, you know, have this, just way when people order, they ask them what their first name is. And then they they bring that out. And they try to remember. Patty goes to extra efforts to try to remember people's name, their names, and she, you know, does a great job.
I mean, she doesn't
that.
Just go 54. She doesn't do that.
Right. She even, you know, she says she kind of got the idea from the show called Cheers, where you know, I guess one of their mottos was. Where everybody knows your name, imagine that kind of idea. You know?
Yeah, again, this is exactly what we're talking about. Normally they'd be like, 55, I've called 4 times, your fries are cold and you're in the way of other people.
Yeah.
Good See, point. Patty's like, hey, Kurt, your order's ready, my friend. Would you like some fry sauce with that?
And what they do is they literally bring it to you at your table.
Yeah, and the rest of the nation's like, what the heck is fry sauce? Well, y'all are going to learn. Fry sauce is becoming a national phenomenon. Mm-hmm. Quick pause. Liberty Roundtable live.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
North Florida, North America, and YouTube Babylon, are you tired of the direction America is headed?
Yeah!
Are you fed up with all the lies and corruption in government?
Yeah!
Are you tired of the persecution of Christians and other forms of patriots?
Yeah!
Do you want to get involved in the restoration of the Republic but are unsure where to start?
Oh, yeah!
The answers to these questions and more can be found with me, your host, Kevin Blake, Saturday nights, 10 to midnight Central Time, on Liberty News Radio, for the Restore the Republic show, where I will give you all the information needed to restore the Republic. So, Babylon, grab a chair, drink of choice, and get ready to laugh, or cry, or both. Until then, get comfortably disturbed at the RestoreTheRepublicShow.com. That is RestoreTheRepublicShow.com. See you on Saturdays, Babylon.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, this half hour is brought to you in part by your scientifically backed free vigor test. How would you like more energy in your life? All right, take a test with natural health and healing opportunities and solutions. You can change the game and then take another test and track your progress towards health and vigor. Get a hold of Kurt to learn more and take the free scientifically backed vigor test today. 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Also brought to you in part by GiveMeLibertyFund.com. When you want a win-win-win situation for patriots, please think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. All right, Kurt, I know, you know, I don't know if this is boring for people or interesting, but you know what? This Macy's 100-store meltdown and then wondering what stores are for and all this kind of stuff. And this disruptive technology of online and the examples of Apple and others who are successful and my comments and ideas and telling you that it's about the customer experience. There's a book on this subject that might be helpful for people to read, Kurt. It's called Delivering Happiness. And the Delivering Happiness book is written by a guy who started a company called Zappos. And Zappos is an online shoe company that they'll send you shoes, Kurt. You just ship back what you don't need, and it's phenomenal. It's free shipping both ways, and it was so incredibly awesome that Amazon bought him. And the guy's name is Tony Hsieh that was the CEO and is the founder of all that. And they got this idea called Delivering Happiness, and the whole book is about learning to be customer-centric. And one of the stories that they tell in that book is that when somebody called up the shoe company, Zappos, they tried to order a pizza. Well, the customer service was so good, they actually helped them order a pizza, Kurt. And it turned out that it was Tony Zappos telling his people in his organization how awesome his company was. And people are like, no, come on. He's like, I can even order a pizza, I'll bet you. And they're like, no way, dude, you're a shoe company. Come on, you got to get a pizza. He goes, watch. Anyway, the bottom line is they got a pizza. And it just goes to show how important customer service is. And I know that's an extreme example. I get it. But it's been so successful, this delivering happiness idea, that Tony Hsieh is in Nevada now, in Las Vegas, I think, with Zappos. And they actually have business seminars and training now. You can literally go to Zappos and learn about delivering happiness, more than just reading the book, but a whole seminar, educational experience, continuing education and stuff like that. Zappos and Tony Hsieh and others have really made this a destination rather than gambling in Nevada that I actually might have a reason to go to. You know what I mean? But anyway, it's pretty
it's
cool.
It's one of the reasons that I think Trump, for example, has gotten all these new voters to show up. You know, this whole idea of making America great again. This idea that says that, hey, we'll bring your jobs back. You know, those jobs that went overseas, you know, or that will protect the jobs that you have from illegal immigrants coming in and taking them for less money, you know, I mean, that kind of thing. And, you know, part of a lot of this is all connected to this other thing, too, because if people here have work, then they have money to spend. They can go into places like Macy's, other stores, and spend it, which you know, basically means that then Macy's has money to buy things and they can, you know, improve things. You know, that's just kind of how that whole deal works. But when you reverse it around and everything comes in from China or wherever else, then, you know, the money leaves. It doesn't multiply. It doesn't, you know, rotate around and, you know, go into different hands. It just heads away from
In fact, most of the time, Kurt, we tell our story about how we got into radio, how we listened to some hard-hitting talk radio at night, and, man, the claims were just outrageous, and we thought these people are crazy, but we did some research, found out they were right, and that's what got us into radio. That's all true. Yeah. Okay, listening to Jerry Hughes, Washington on Trial, and Chuck Harder's For the People, and the People's Radio Network, we really, really were attracted to it, and eventually I sold a house. We together bought a radio station. We learned to run that radio station. We then sold that to like-minded Americans and started our nationally syndicated radio network, and then eventually the Liberty News Daily News Service, and we've just kind of grown from, you know, line upon line in radio and in media, if you will, and we've been at it for almost 25 years now, but the reason that I tell you that is because there's another reason that we got into radio, Kurt. One of those reasons was this idea about making America first. This idea, they didn't say make America first. What they said is buy USA. And Chuck Harder and the People's Radio Network and Pat Choate and many others were trying to create this Made in America idea. And they had an online bookstore and video store, but I shouldn't say online, I guess, at the time. It was more of a, you know, you call in and you can order things and have it shipped to you. So it was like almost a predecessor to online. It was like how, Sears and Roebuck Company used to have catalogs that would go in the mail. Then you'd have radio commercials and you could buy things and then it would be delivered to you. It's kind of the predecessors to online, right? Anyway, again, I digress in my discussion. But to say that's one of the key things that attracted us to radio, too. We're like, hey, if we can help promote Made in America things and, you know, promote unique products. And there was a profit-sharing idea that Chuck Harder had for radio stations. And there was this whole attraction to the economic opportunities that we could participate in and everything. And so it was one, the political intrigue and the news that networks refused to use hard-hitting reality check on the news to circumvent the mainstream press and all that stuff. But it had a greater cause in that it was this idea of customer-centric viewpoints, of delivering happiness, of helping people understand who they are and how to make America great again and make it America first and buy USA. And it was all these things. Do you want to add to that, Kurt? Because that had just as much appeal as the other, although I guess it gets a little glossed over in our telling of the tale sometimes, unfortunately.
Mm. Yeah, so you want me to do what?
I'm just saying, isn't that one of the things that attracted you to it?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's just a simple idea. Let's say you got a little town, you know, and your little town USA has people with jobs. Maybe they're building widgets and selling them. Maybe they're, you know, they've got a power company, maybe they're farmers or whatever. And so they're making something out of, you could almost say, nothing. You know, they're manufacturing, so they're creating wealth. And so then they take that money and they go to the shoe store. Then the shoe store guy goes to the hardware store. And the hardware store guy goes to the, and so there's this $1,000 that, you know, or tens of thousands or whatever that can multiply around, and it literally means that, you know, everybody enjoys, you could say, some kind of prosperity. But when we use the modern standard way of doing things, you know, the Walmart way or the, you know, Target does the same thing or whatever, where you have products that are brought in from places, for example, like China, that's a major manufacturer with questionable care for their workers, etc. Then the money typically goes directly out of the community, and that money can't rotate around to other businesses because it's gone. And it heads over to China, and then China, you know, the China bigwigs use it to buy, hey, America, I guess you
could say. And build military,
right?
Industrial complex so they can, you know, grow their military too. You know, see, but what attracted us was there was unique products that Chuck Harder and others had to sell. They had shortwave radios. They had bug zappers. They had all kinds of unique
things. They'd find them from American companies.
Yes.
Typically.
Yeah. And then Chuck and others would try to create American manufacturing and operations. It's kind of like what Glenn Beck did when he tried to make the American Levi's. Or make pants, I think it was, in America again, that idea. Again, I commend them for that effort. And I think that people are really attracted to that because people see a future in that.
Yeah.
People see hope in that. People see opportunity in that.
Right.
And I think that's really what we need to focus on. And so in the next hour, Kurt, I want to talk about what do we think it's going to take for Trump to win? Is he just going to win by default? Now the mainstream press is attacking him big time and saying, I don't think he can win. And Donald even saying, you know what, if I don't win, I don't win. I'll just go back to my great life. That's all. I don't really care.
Yep.
And I don't blame Donald for saying that. Look, he's got plenty of money. He's got a wife. He's got children. He's got businesses. He's got, what difference does it make to him?
Right.
At the same time, there's a lesson in that for us. What is it going to take for Donald to win? What is it going to take for America to win? Because I don't really care if Donald wins or loses. What I do care about is what does it take to make America win and Americans win again? Now, remember, a great deal doesn't mean I got to hose down the other guy or cause a problem for the other guy. A good deal for me doesn't mean a bad deal for somebody else. I mean, I know it's too cliche, but what about a win-win-win idea or a win-win situation? Is a good deal a way to make a win for everybody? I think so. What's it going to take to allow America to win again, to prosper again, to not be abused economically and militarily and every other ally possible? What is it going to take? I want to talk about that next hour. There's a bunch of stories about Clinton and Trump fighting. You know, Trump attacks Clinton and she attacks Trump, but both of them have valid points. But neither of them are right completely. There's a different way that's not even being discussed. Anyway, hour one in the can, hour two coming up. Hopefully it is educational and entertaining. LibertyRoundtable.com is where live and on-demand radio is at your fingertips. LibertyNewsRadio.com is where there's live and on-demand talk shows, not just Liberty Roundtable, but Liberty Roundtable is part of the mix. And LibertyNewsDaily.com, where the best news service and text and audio you can find anywhere resides. They're all free at your fingertips. But if you'd like to donate and participate in the solutions today, we would absolutely dig it. We need your help. We need your financial support. And we need to take on the mainstream press like never before. The new media is taking center stage, and we're grateful for your support and grateful to be part of it. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. This nation shall endure.